Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Ingrid.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP. All right.
Hello there, everybody, and welcome to Live on KEXP. I'm your host, Troy Nelson. On the show this time, it's a celebration of connection to lineage and to land with Black Belt Eagle Scout. Black Belt Eagle Scout is the recording project of Catherine Paul, or KP. She's been steadily creating in her indigenous Swinomish woman meets Pacific Northwest indie rock and punk style since her self-titled debut EP in 2014. Her third full-length and latest album, The Land, The Water, The Sky, is available on Saddle Creek Records. Black Belt Eagle Scout appeared on the scene with a gorgeous EP of dreamy hypnotic guitar blended with clear, intimate vocals. KP played all the instruments, and as soon as you hear it, you can feel something of the place the music was made. For the first full-length, Mother of My Children, she really upped the game in terms of the sound and embraced her identity publicly. You gotta love the radical indigenous queer feminist shirt in the video for Soft Stud. The song would fit right in on a Butchies record. It's followed up with the brilliant Indians Never Die, which manages to be powerful, sad, and catchy in equal parts. Notice what's around you For the next record, At the Party with My Brown Friends, KP explores her chosen community, shouting out fellow musicians, uplifting brown and indigenous people in the recording, same as she has done at shows, inviting them to move to the front. For her latest record, she sings songs about her return to Swinomish land after time spent living in Portland, or the ancestral home of the Chinook and Clackamas, amongst other tribes. KEXP DJ Cheryl Waters asked about that move and how it inspired the record.
The land, the water, the sky is very much inspired by where you grew up in Northwest Washington, and you moved away to go to school and then spent many years living in Portland, Oregon, and at the start of the pandemic, you decided to move home. Can you talk about why you felt like you wanted to move back home and how deeply that inspired this record? I mean, it's all over the record. It is the record.
Yeah, I mean, so I had always planned on moving home. It just wasn't like this soon. I think that I wanted to like go out and tour and then, you know, be on the road and then move home eventually. But when the pandemic happened, my parents needed some help. So I decided that I wanted to, you know, move out of Portland, move back to where I'm from, somewhere really beautiful, and just be with my parents, my family, and my community. My husband, who plays drums in the band, my stepkids, his kids decided, you know, we're just going to move back to my community and be a part of the community there. And it was meant to be home.
Well, that community is such a social atmosphere. What was it like moving home right at the start of the pandemic?
I mean, it's funny because like it is a very social community, but we couldn't, you know, come together. And so I actually spent a lot of time outside. And I think it's because of the situation and me being able to spend time outside that I had a closer connection to my homelands and to this, you know, the foundation of where I'm from, like to the water, to the land, to all the trees, to all the salmon berries. And that sort of fed me in being able to have a nice bedding to write and to play and to just, you know, be creative.
For this session, KP and her fantastic touring band played four songs from The Land, The Water, The Sky. Here's Black Belt Eagle Scout, live on KEXP.
Last night, I don't know.
You just heard Black Belt Eagle Scout with the songs Fancy Dance and Nobody.
Live on KEXP.
Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
Now here's more of our live session with Black Belt Eagle Scout.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is our last song called On the River.
And that was our live session with Black Belt Eagle Scout. You heard the songs Don't Give Up and On the River.
Here's a bonus track from Black Belt Eagle Scout's 2018 performance.
See, I know you're taken.
You heard the song Soft Stud.
We'd like to thank the band for stopping by. Shout out to our partner station KUSF, Rampage Radio at the University of San Francisco. If you enjoy it live on KEXP, also check out the Song of the Day podcast. It's a great way to discover new music. Search for KEXP wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. This show is produced by Julian Martlew and curated with support from Jackson Long and Isabel Khalili. I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.